following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Now here's the question we're going to be discussing on today's broadcast. Is the Virgin Mary appearing to people worldwide? I repeat the question. Is the Virgin Mary appearing to people worldwide? What do you think? Well, I apologize for not being able to take your calls today, but I have two guests online who hold opposing views on that question. On one line from the Philadelphia area is Mr. Drew Mariani. I first learned of Mr. Mariani when reading the radio TV interview report. Let me introduce Drew Mariani by reading a portion of the article that caught my eye, and I'm quoting, "Is the Virgin Mary really appearing to people worldwide? Appearances by the Virgin Mary have been reported in Portugal, Belgium, Spain, Japan, and Rwanda, as well as dozens of other places in the world. In Egypt, for example, a crowd of more than 250,000 people witnessed a Marian apparition at a Coptic Orthodox church in Cairo." End quote. If you're not familiar with that word apparition, let me define it for you. It means an unusual or unexpected sight or the act of becoming visible. Drew Mariani is the producer and director of Marian Apparitions of the 20th Century, A Message of Urgency. That's a 60-minute film which is narrated by actor Ricardo Montalban and has aired on cable television stations in this country. On the other line from Bend, Oregon is Mr. Dave Hunt. Dave Hunt is the author of more than 20 books, a researcher and lecturer. His books have sold nearly 3 million copies and have been translated into over 25 languages. He began writing full-time in 1973 after working for 20 years in the business world as a CPA, controller, and financial manager for numerous corporations. He's a recognized authority on numerous topics, including modern and ancient religions, prophecy, cults, and the occult. Our guests hold opposing views on the appearances of the Virgin Mary and will each be given a time period in which to present their viewpoints. And I, ladies and gentlemen, am going to serve as the moderator. Knowing that there are both Catholics and Protestants listening to this broadcast, I'll let you decide what to believe after hearing Mr. Mariani and Mr. Hunt. The radio TV interview report says that Mr. Mariani will tell the radio audience, among other things, and I'm quoting, how the Virgin Mary is making appearances today amid the bloodshed in war-torn Bosnia, and how visionaries in the United States are receiving messages from the Blessed Virgin. Well, Dave Hunt disagrees. Each of our guests will be given 7 minutes to present his views and then a 2-minute response and summary. So stand by, folks, for Drew Mariani and Dave Hunt in a discussion on the question, is the Virgin Mary really appearing to people worldwide? Well, Drew and Dave, welcome to PS on the Air.
Thank you, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here.
Are you there, Dave?
I'm here. Thank you.
Okay. Well, Drew, we're going to start with you. Now, you have 7 minutes to present your views and on the appearances of the Virgin Mary and what you're doing. And our audience is waiting with bated breath to hear what both of you have to say. So, Drew, you're on.
Well, Pat, very interesting subject matter you've chosen for your show. There is a proliferation of apparitions taking place today throughout the world, not only in our country, but being reported around the world. I'd like to state up front that I am not a Marian theologian, and I am not here to persuade anyone to believe or disbelieve in these. It is my personal opinion and my personal conviction and belief that there are apparitions taking place throughout the world. Apparitions, I guess, just to get a clear understanding of them, you gave a very good definition of what an apparition is, but they are also the very fabric of the Old Testament. If you look at this biblically, visions, apparitions, sensible manifestations of God are evident throughout the Old Testament. The New Testament, in early Christian times, visions and apparitions and dreams, they abound also. The incarnate Christ was one. The angels who appeared to Mary and Zachary. St. Paul and St. Peter had visions, and you read the Acts of the Apostles and church history, there's an abundance of apparitions. St. Stephen reportedly had them, founders of orders, etc. But today in the 20th century, there has been major news coverage on this subject. 2020, 60 Minutes, 48 Hours, etc. have gone in and have gone to places like Medjugorje, Yugoslavia, have gone to Guadalupe, Mexico, and have done reports on these apparitions. What is reportedly happening to the world today is the mother of Jesus is appearing. Jesus himself and God the Father have sent her to the world to communicate a very urgent message. And this is a message that the times in which we are living are very, very serious. The man has abandoned God. He has rejected him and has embraced sin. We have been engulfed in humanism, materialism, atheism. She is coming to warn us, as a mother would warn her children, to return to God and to change our ways and ask us to convert. Probably one of the most recognized apparition is in Fatima, Portugal, and that took place in the early part of the century, 1917. And according to the Catholic Church, that has been approved. And as you know, and as many of the listeners I'm sure must know, there were three children who received apparitions there. And the Blessed Virgin Mary came then and foretold of certain future events that would take place if the world did not heed her message. She gave a certain peace plan for the world. Well, apparently the world did not respond to that, even after incredible signs were given, because World War II had followed and a number of other horrible wars within the century. But throughout the 20th century, she had come. She'd come in a place called Bonon Barang in Belgium, in Akita, Japan, to a nun, where a statue began weeping tears. She came in a place that many people know of because of the coverage, called Medjugorje, Yugoslavia. She appeared there in 1981 to six children. And in this vision, the first words out of her mouth was, she said to the children, they asked, why are you here? And she says, I have come to tell the world that God exists. And in essence, she gave a very simple message. It consists of basically 5 points. She's asking for prayer, for peace, for faith in God, for conversion, and for fasting. And if you examine all the apparitions throughout the 20th century, these are the fundamental messages. She's giving us the formula, the procedure to follow. If we do this, then God, who is mercy and who is love, will embrace us, as he always does. However, she also talks of chastisements. And this is something people get hung up on, and they really shouldn't, because I truly believe in the mercy of God. If we fail to respond to her challenge, to her call, to convert and to return to God, then she prophesies some great things are to happen. Certain chastisements are to befall the world. And these will happen most likely within our lifetime. Some people argue the floods and the disasters we're seeing around the world are just the beginning of some of the cataclysms that are to come. In 1917, again, we'll go back to Fatima, Portugal. Oh, and Our Lady appeared. Apparitions have been historically documented. 70,000 people came out to witness this apparition. It had rained in the area for close to 3 days. The clothes the people were wearing, the ground they stood on, was totally soaked. News media had come out, 70,000 people were present, and an incredible occurrence took place. The sun deviated from its normal position in the sky and began to plummet towards the earth. So everybody there thought they were going to die, and it hung there for 12 minutes before reverting to its normal position. But what happened was, everybody's clothes, the ground, the mud they stood on, was completely dried. Not one astronomical observatory in the entire world noted any deviation in its log, yet this had a definite effect in reality. 70,000 people saw it. There were photographs of the event that had taken place. Throughout the 20th century alone, due to technology, there has been documentation of these events, both with photographs and today with video. With the visionaries in Medjugorje, using that example again, and that reported apparition, it's unapproved, we find that doctors and scientists from the University of Montpellier in France had come and had done extensive investigations into the apparition itself to find out if there's any fraud, and into the visionaries to see if they could possibly pull this over. They hooked the children up to all sorts of probes, did all sorts of psychological as well as physical tests, and all these tests proved that, yes, indeed, these children were not lying, that they were visibly seeing something, which they report to be a three-dimensional figure, someone that I would see as if I am looking at you, somebody they can touch, talk with, and be with. This is not the only place that tests have gone on. They have taken place in numerous other places, and there has been physical evidence. In Zaytun, Egypt, as you cited earlier, 250,000 people reported seeing the Blessed Virgin Mary on top of a dome. She appeared there for 2 years. Photographs were taken. I've done interviews with people who could describe her so vividly that they detailed the sandals she was wearing on her feet. I was down in South America just recently at an apparition site there, documenting an apparition in a place called Betania. And in this location, apparitions are ongoing, and people are reporting to see Our Lady. I've been present during apparitions. I've been present with visionaries. I have thoroughly researched and studied the material, and it is my opinion that apparitions are taking place, and the reason they are happening is provoke an urgent call for us to return to God.
Now we go to Dave Hunt. Dave, you've got 7 minutes.
Okay. Thanks, Pat. That people think they're seeing Mary around the world is not surprising in view of the fact that thousands of people down through history have had apparitions not only of Mary, but of various saints, demons, Satan, Jesus, pagan gods, guardian angels. A close friend of mine, in fact, is an ex-Hindu guru, and in yogic trance, he used to see Hindu gods and saints. Hundreds of people now claim to have seen extraterrestrials who have taken them aboard UFOs, physically examined them, taken them to other planets, and so forth. I think most of these people are sincere, but we must properly evaluate their experiences. The famous psychiatrist Carl Jung claimed that a screeching chorus of ghosts spent 3 days and three nights in his home. He saw them, they talked to him, and under their inspiration he wrote his major work, Septem Sermon Ad Mortuum. He had a spirit guide, Philemon, that was very real to him. They walked up and down the garden talking together. People have had their dead loved ones appear to them. In Mormon temples, the spirits of the dead often appear, including those of past presidents, at least so the Mormons believe. So I don't deny that people see things. That fact, however, confronts us with two obvious and important questions. What or who are these apparitions, and what is their purpose? Yes, they do have a purpose, in fact, which betrays their identity. Terence McKenna, a brilliant scientist who has searched the world from the jungles of the Amazon to the Philippines for psychedelic plants and ingested them for scientific research, says that a common denominator of all psychedelics is that they cause you to see entities, and that these beings all teach a common philosophy. The Mary people are seeing around the world is no exception. You don't have to take drugs. But nevertheless, she teaches the same thing as all the other apparitions, be they devils or pagan gods, whether they come in yogic trance or on drugs, although she clothes these ideas in pseudo-Christian language. For example, Our Lady of Medjugorje says that all religions are basically the same. Now, that's New Age, but it's not Bible. The real Mary would never say that. So we're faced with an imposter. Why? What's the purpose? It's a very clever and persuasive means of presenting Antichrist ideas from, allegedly, the mother of Christ and the mother of God. It's very clear when one examines the evidence that the apparitions of Mary are no different from all the rest. They have the same consistent qualities and produce the same effects. This alleged Mary says exactly what apparitions of dead relatives or pagan gods or extraterrestrials say. Not only I, but many other researchers have noted this fact. For example, Jacques Vallée, astrophysicist, computer scientist, I call him the top ufologist. He's been investigating UFOs for nearly 30 years, and in his book, Messengers of Deception, he points out that the apparitions of Mary are exactly like UFOs and have the same basic effect upon those who see them. The Bible, in 1 Timothy 4:1, warns us of exactly this happening. Quote, "Now the Spirit says clearly that in the latter times some will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits who will teach doctrines of devils." Unquote. Yes, Mary, like all the other apparitions, teaches doctrines of demons. Read what she has said. At Fatima, for example, she offers to assist those who are faithful to her, quote, with all the graces necessary for salvation at the moment of death, unquote. But the Bible says Christ fully paid for our sins on the cross, and he offers salvation as a free gift of his grace. No one needs any assistance from Mary for salvation. That idea is blasphemy. She also says that many souls perish because there's no one to make sacrifice for them. Again, it's a clever denial of the sufficiency of Christ's sacrifice for our sins, and it promotes the unbiblical teaching that we ourselves must make sacrifices for the salvation of sinners. I note that Drew, in one of his interviews, says that he was privileged to make sacrifices of this very nature. This, in fact, is a doctrine of devils. Now, of course, there's talk by Drew and others who accept these apparitions about Mary leading to her son. Again, it's an unbiblical idea. She never led anyone to her son during her life, as far as the New Testament record reports. Christ himself calls upon everyone to come to him freely, and people came to him freely of their own volition, without any assistance from Mary. And Christ promises that he will turn no one away. Mary is not needed. Moreover, in spite of the claim that she leads people to her son, I see little sign of real devotion to Christ, in Drew's writings, in his interviews, etc. Mary remains the focus. The rosary is prayed over and over. The talk is all about Mary. She receives more mention and honor than Christ or God. The devotion is to her. Drew feels he is her servant, doing her bidding. She is the one who is going to bring peace. In fact, it is her peace plan for the world. Reparation must be made to her for the sins committed against her. She must hold back the hand of her son from judgment. It's all very Mary-oriented, and it's not true to the Bible. Furthermore, the Jesus who appears with this Mary is always a baby or a small child. That's not Jesus. He was a mature man, about 35, when he was crucified, and he is now in heaven in a resurrected, glorified body. He is not a baby or a child. So what is it that's appearing? It's not the real Jesus. It can only be a demon masquerading as Jesus, as a baby or child. And this little Jesus says the same thing that Mary says. Just as it's not the real Jesus who appears, so we have every reason to believe it's not the real Mary. In fact, all the evidence indicates that we have exactly what Paul warned would occur in the last days. Seducing spirits, bringing doctrines of devils. That, I claim, is irrefutable. Not my opinion, but based upon what these apparitions actually say that has been recorded. It is definitely not biblical, but doctrines of devils that deny the sufficiency of Christ's death for our sins, that deny his position as Lord of all, and exalt a false Mary above him. She becomes the way to Jesus and the door to heaven. That's good Catholic doctrine, but it's not Bible.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've heard from both of our guests, Mr. Drew Mariani and Mr. Dave Hunt. And gentlemen, time allows us about 3 minutes for each of you to respond now and a brief summary. So we'll start with you. Drew, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And Dave makes some valid points, and there are many concerns that people have brought up and have raised in the past. If we're speaking biblically again, Our Lady's role and her apparitions are in conformity with her role in salvation history. At the Annunciation, when the angel Gabriel appeared to her, she accepted God's invitation in the redemptive process. Her mission as our spiritual mother with Christ was announced on Calvary when Christ turned to John, said, "This is your mother," and John, and to Mary, "This is your son," in turn making her the mother of the church and our mother. What is important, and which Dave had brought up in the very beginning of his statement, and it's very, very valid, we must exercise great prudence in deciding whether we are going to believe in these apparitions or not. It is not necessary, nor is it important, to believe in apparitions for salvation. You do not need to accept apparitions, even approved ones such as Fatima, Portugal. All you need to believe in is in divine revelation through the scriptures. And apparitions, if they don't bring basically a gospel message, if they don't lead you to Christ, then I'd be very leery, and I would try to stay away from them as well. As for some of the other remarks he made as to multiple apparitions of other people seeing Hindu gods, dead people appearing, there are other apparitions that take place. Not every single Marian apparition is authentic. And I know the Catholic Church is very prudent about its process of investigation, as we all should be. There are satanic apparitions. Satan is an angel of light, and he has great power. He has the ability to manifest himself in many ways. So great prudence must be exercised in how we look at these. Ultimately, the question is a matter of faith. How we approach this. If apparitions edify our faith and they bring us closer to Christ, then they're important. Secondly, the message that is being evoked in our times is most important for humanity. If we fail to recognize that, if we fail to turn our lives around and to convert, then I believe some of the things that Our Lady has prophesied will come true.
All right, Drew, thank you. We go to you now, Dave. You have 3 minutes to respond and summarize.
Well, Drew talks about Our Lady's mission in salvation. She is the mother of our Lord. She brought him into this world. But she has no other mission in salvation. The Bible never teaches that. And he says, well, if it presents the gospel, accept it. Well, I point it out, and I could quote many other quotes if we had time, from what Our Lady of Medjugorje, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of Lourdes, and so forth, has said. As I pointed out, she does not bring the gospel. In fact, she undermines the gospel. He refers to visions and appearances in the Bible. Mary never appeared to anyone, and those who did appear presented the truth, not what Mary says. I don't doubt for a moment the sincerity of Drew Mariani. But my research indicates, not only interviewing hundreds of people around the world, But from my study of the scriptures, that he has been deceived by a seducing spirit masquerading as Mary. Exactly what Paul warned about. I stand by that appraisal based upon interviews with hundreds of people around the world, a careful study of the scriptures and of the Marian, the major Marian apparitions. I would urge Drew once again to examine what this Mary has to say. Then compare it with the Bible. The apparitions clearly have a diabolical purpose, to undermine the biblical teaching of the gospel and to turn one's focus from the full and free forgiveness of sin and eternal life that Christ offers to a bogus Mary who gets the attention, who becomes the one who leads us to Christ and assists with the graces necessary for salvation and assistance that we don't need. Jesus said, "He that hears my word and believes on the one who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life." He said that he came to die on the cross so that all who would believe in his sacrifice for our sins would receive as a free gift of God's grace eternal life. And the Marian apparitions undermine that message of the gospel.
Well, thank you, Drew, and thank you, Dave. It's been a real interesting discussion. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you, Pat.
Thanks for having us.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Is the Virgin Mary appearing to people around the world? Is she appearing to anyone, anywhere? What do I think? Well, as difficult as it is, I'm going to keep my views to myself, at least for today's program. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this is Pat Shaughnessy reminding you there's only one way to know the God of the Bible personally, and that's through his one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, who said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And please don't ever forget that the most important question on every single issue in this life is, what does God say?
For more information about the Berean Call and a free subscription to our monthly newsletter, contact us at P.O. Box 7019, Bend, Oregon, 97708. Call us at 800-937-6638 or visit our website at www.thebereancall.org.